In this episode of What the Prophets Say, join me, Emma Stark, Matt Johnson, and Sally Goodwin, as we talk about one of the most significant spirits, demonic spirits, that you have ever faced and that you're going to need some strategy to deal with. You don't want to be killed. You don't want to be murdered. You don't want to be dealing with any more reputational damage. This episode is what you need to hear. Hello, loyal listeners and all newcomers. You're super welcome. It's another episode of What the Prophets Say with me, Emma Stark. And I ran along the corridor. I find the best of the prophets in our office. They have run back down, and it is Matt Johnson and Sally Goodwin. How are you, Matt and Sally?
Very good.
Well. Yes, I have to say, we have an embarrassment of riches in Prophets Who Podcast.
PPs. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah, it is utterly remarkable. Mm. We are rich indeed. Mm. And of course, you've heard Sally, South African, Cape Town.
Yep.
You born and bred, yes. Cape Town?
Born and bred, Cape Town, yes.
Such a beautiful part of the world. Love. And because the British pound is so strong against the South African rand, shopping is a delight.
That's why I keep saying to everybody here, you need to come to Cape Town because you can have a really good holiday at a really low rate.
It is very true.
It is.
It is. And the Geordie, that's the northeast of England for our uninitiated.
Yes. Again, that's where God's accent is from,
Oh, my days.
I'm going to keep saying this so all the viewers know that the Lord speaks Geordie.
Geordie.
That's his language.
I hope he understands Geordie.
So the football team associated with that is?
It's Newcastle United.
Newcastle United. Though, can we just have a little bit of a moment? Because in an attempt to keep running with my boys.
Yes.
I have joined the GPA Fantasy Football Soccer League. Mm-hmm. I have no clue what I'm doing. I mean, zero idea, apart from the Spirit of the Lord.
ChatGPT.
And ChatGPT. I did actually ask ChatGPT because I was so out of my depth with the football. And did I not do exceptionally well and beat you all this week?
No,
really?
That doesn't sound correct at all, guys. And we'll be moving swiftly on.
Excuse me. There's a lot of GPA. There's three girls in it. Nicola McMichael and Suzanne, my PA.
Okay.
And myself. And come on, the girls.
I know.
But Suzanne, where's Suzanne? The class behind the glass. Could you have it on your phone? Mm-hmm. Do you want to tell me how high up the table I am? Sorry, this indulgent. To be fair, I'm shocked. I am utterly shocked.
For viewers, you will be very pleased to know that Emma in the first week was first.
Wow.
But then the Lord blessed her with some humility and she shot the seventh. However,
no, I was never as low as that, you cheeky.
She's now made the comeback and she is fourth.
For having no soccer skills at all.
And what? May I just say, the third place, which is me, is 1 point ahead.
Are you 1 point ahead?
I am 1 point
Game
ahead.
Game on.
I know.
Game on, rapscallion.
So, Matt, what do you think this is? Do you think that Emma is receiving secret revelation from on high? Or do you think it's beginner's luck?
Absolute beginner's luck.
Can I tell you this? I did actually have my husband and my son. I was lying in the bed having an early night and I thought I better fix my football team. This is last week. And the two of them came in, bounced onto the bed beside me and were full of robustly brilliant ideas. So I would love to take credit for it, but it may be to do with my children and my husband.
Well, Samuel is number one in the league.
Yes.
By who's number 30 two? Points. It's on Nick.
Oh, my daughter's boyfriend. There we go. There we go. It's a whole family affair of competitive football.
Oh, my goodness.
Watch this space. How many weeks more have we got?
33.
Oh, my days.
Oh, my word. That's a very long time.
Stamina for this.
So don't worry, guys. We'll keep you updated to let you know how low Emma gets on the list.
Oh, my word.
Scandalous. These guys keep my feet to the floor, don't they? Okay, we actually have a really serious prophetic word for you today. And I don't know how many of you remember Athaliah or Athaliah. You had a different pronunciation for her.
We call her Athaliah.
Athaliah.
Athalia.
That sounds almost floral.
You call it Athalia.
Athalia.
And then Matt, Google said it's Athalia.
Okay. So
it's,
I've always done a harsh Athalia. And she needs a harsh pronunciation, my friends.
Absolutely.
Because she is found in 2 Kings chapter 11 and she is Jezebel's daughter. Up to no good. Mm. It's actually really an unpleasant story. And after Jezebel's death and the fight for the throne, Athalia or Athalia comes along and she murders. And she murders all heirs to the throne. She is an infanticide, a child killing, a legacy killing person, spirit we associate her with that demon of killing and removing the next generation, removing legacy. Mm-hmm. You'll know from the story that one of the children is squirreled and hidden away for safety. There is a protection, not the entire dynasty is wiped out by the mercy of the Lord. But there was such a warning of an infanticide spirit to take out your children, but not just you, because not all of them are babes, but to destroy even the adults who should be in leadership from previous generations. But infanticide covering a number of generations, but a hostile murder, assassination attempt through an Athalia spirit that we now need to speak life over each other and those round about us and those that belong to us, that there may be the protection, the security of legacy and leaders. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about, you had slightly different versions of Revelation on this at, yesterday in preparation for today, and you didn't know each other's revelation. Sally, go first. What was the Lord saying?
So the Lord showed me this. So the spirit of Athaliah, obviously all of these ancient spirits, they've been around for, you know, for a long time, and they appear at different points in history. For example, when Herod decided he needed to kill all the babies under two to try and get rid of Jesus, that's very much the spirit of Athalia that kind of then gets into league with the political spirit and all of that. It is a particularly bloodthirsty spirit. It is a particularly destructive spirit, and it is always aiming to take out future generations, to take out the future or the generations of the future, however you want to say. And the Lord showed me the spirit being ramped up on the earth. And he told me that it was going to be for the next 7 years, we are going to, as the ecclesia in the world, we are going to be battling, need to be aware of and conscious of battling the spirit of Athalia, particularly in that we need to be protecting in the spirit, with spiritual warfare, etc., the generations of the future who are called to lead. Because that's exactly what it does. It takes out future generations. But if you read the story in 2 Kings 11, there is Jehosheba, who she steps in and she protects Joash as the baby. And her husband, who was the chief priest at the time, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce his name, they hide him in the temple for 6 years. And in the seventh year, when he turns seven, they bring him out and pronounce him king. Mm-hmm. And so there's this revelation around the ecclesia or the church of the Lord, the body of Christ, needing to step up and actually be protecting, nurturing, cherishing, praying for and surrounding generations of the future, the generations that will be leading one day.
And really what is noteworthy in that is there is a 7-year window of the need to deal with a murder spirit.
Yes.
And although very much the story is around the children, we are actually feeling that the Lord is pushing that across all.
Yes.
Because we all have parents. And not all of them great. No matter what age, spiritual parents and perhaps natural parents that are not blessing and handing on of legacy.
Yes.
Now, hold your hat on, because Matt, what did the Lord say to you yesterday?
Yes, so I was spending some time with the Lord and he told me that the church was about to enter a 7-year civil war period where it would be brother against brother.
Wow.
And where we would start to put our self-righteous theology in the place of Jesus on the throne.
Wow.
That was the snapshot.
So the sense of brother against brother, mm-hmm. war, death, yes. Infanticide, yep. murder, yes. assassination, same yes. as that. Mm-hmm. Now, you've got to know that when God says it to one prophet, we're like, come on, two prophets on the same day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And suddenly we know yes. There's something that God does with that where we're, click your fingers, high alert.
Yeah.
I need to be having those around about me lay hands on me and speak life and speak fullness and wholeness. Get somebody to do that, my friends. Find somebody to bless you in life and strength and with all your faculties fully functioning that you might not be diminished from leadership in this hour. You got to get a table of agreement for that. But that's going to be a really brilliant warfare. But at the same time, the need to push back that murder, assassination. Let's talk about what that feels like, because sometimes that murder, assassination, Atalaya, Jezebel's daughter's spirit, is not a full blown, you end, death, the end, croak, keel over. For some it is. For some, we do watch them out of ministry because they're not able to stand. I'm going to say something very strong. I think this current epoch, oh, that's such a grand word, season, moment, we are discovering who has done their character due diligence. Mm-hmm. We are discovering painfully who is robust inside.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And whose journey with the Lord was a little bit of a game of let's pretend. And when the murder spirit to take you out comes, some will have to exit stage left, go round a mountain, learn robustness, figure out internal strength, figure out the character that they thought they had and perhaps we thought they had watching them. And so you're going to have to let some go because unfortunately we are going to see one or two who didn't do the business that they needed to do of strengthening themselves in the Lord, of having deep, real authenticity, of going the distance in worship and pushing through and staying in the room in worship to be able to develop a muscle before the Lord of pouring out the fact that he was worthy, that actually gave an ability to see him as magnified and high and lifted up. And actually those we thought we were really robust, we will find some tragically are not. Now, don't discard them, don't overlook them, but some you're going to have to allow to circuitously go round a little bit of a mountain. You know this story in scripture, to retrace some steps to find strength, retrace some steps to find depth of connection with Jesus, to find their ability to be strong in the Lord. So some are going to do that journey. Others, when the murder death spirit comes, are going to need some top tips of survival. But I want you to tell me, what does it feel like? Because it's not sudden death. Go.
It's not sudden death. It is so if you think of the story in 2 Kings 11, what Athaliah did was she removed all contenders to the throne. And the Lord said to me that actually the spirit works alongside what he called, it's the first time I've heard him say this, spiritual narcissism. Which actually exactly ties in with what you said. Yeah. People who so firmly believe they're right that they become unteachable. Wow. They become unable to receive and to hear because they have the spiritual narcissism, which means that they cannot be moved from. So they will not allow any contenders to the throne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And actually, very similarly, the Lord had said to me, you know, some of our religious leaders will become gatekeepers, but the Lord very, very clearly said, I will not partner with gatekeepers trying to gatekeep my children into my kingdom.
Yes, come on, that is so good. That is so good. So it's not a case of people, you know, dropping dead left, right, and center necessarily, but it's the death of your leadership, the death of, you know, somebody taking you out or something taking you out to such a degree that you can no longer lead.
So the Atalaya spirit might look like betrayal.
Yes, mm-hmm. definitely betrayal, without a doubt.
It might look like injustice.
Yes, yes.
It might look like, and let's fire out some other ideas, it might look like the loss of the sense of yourself and your call.
Yes, yeah. Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
It might look like a physical weakness.
Yes, yes.
That comes against you, so you can't stand your ground.
Yes, mm-hmm. And it looks, I think, people that spirit has come across, it looks like chaos.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything that was sort of certain for you before or you know, you had a certainty about, this chaos just comes into that space because if you think of murderous, violent spirits, that's what they thrive mm-hmm. on, right? They thrive mm-hmm. on chaos because there's such a fallout from yeah. that chaos that they can decimate a ministry, decimate mm-hmm. a church space or whatever, if they're yeah. allowed to just mm-hmm. run rampant.
They're ultimately trying to diminish the blood and yes. of yes. Jesus.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
what they're trying to do.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yes, that's so true. They are saying, you know, that is not enough. If this comes against you, that mm-hmm. is not enough to save you. But we know that the blood of Jesus is sufficient, yeah. more than sufficient.
So it will find your Achilles heel yes. and it will try to take you
yes.
out.
Yes, yes. So it's a good idea for all of us to know that we are robust, to have done our character checks, yeah. to know that we are walking
having
with clean
done
hands
all,
and
stand.
A pure heart. Yeah. Yes, and having done all to stand.
See, the
in
interesting
what God
thing
has
there
you
is
to.
In that, because that scripture that I just quoted is in the Great Spiritual Warfare chapter in Ephesians, you know, put on the armor of God, having done all, stand. And yes. And then our wrestle is not against flesh and blood,
yes.
but against principalities and power. So within that great stanza of scripture, you get that fascinating phrase, having done all, stand.
Yes.
So the assumption there is, in fact, it's more than an assumption. It's very plainly written. Mm-hmm. You are going to face some heavyweight demons.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
that is a given.
Yes.
So you protect yourself with the armor and all the list that is there that we learn even as children in a church. We get saved. We have truth. We are righteous. The breastplate, all of that stuff.
Yes,
we've got a sword in our hands. So that said, it then says, having done all, stand.
Mm.
And I think that little phraseology is fascinating, in that there is something that is required of me to be able to stand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is authentic, personal work with God.
Mm-hmm.
That's muscle work.
Yes.
That is spiritual integrity and honesty. That is, I don't have an open door.
Yes.
There is purity about my life.
Yes.
I am not loose-lipped. I'm not, my eye gates are protected. I'm not watching something that derails
that
me. Absolutely. All of that kind of,
all of that,
I'm in spiritual formation.
Yes.
I'm in spiritual discipline. I've not given up the habit of meeting. I mean, there's a list.
Yes.
But there is a sense of like, I've done, now that's not cumbersome. That should be joyous work.
Absolutely.
There is a sense, I've done all.
Yes.
I've kind of found this ability to set my face like flint because I've partaken in communion.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've walked away from some things that I needed to walk away. I have known that my salvation, you know, is joy.
Yes.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
Yeah.
I've done all of that.
Mm.
So having done all, I'm now able to stand.
Yes, to stand. Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. Yes, you're now able to stand because you've done everything that you can.
And now I'm able to say, when the most heinous of demonic forces
comes,
I'm not going to be killed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I think also we have a natural human tendency to want to defend ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a natural human tendency to want to tell everyone, but that's not right. That shouldn't have happened like that. And God keeps saying to me, I will vindicate you. You know that his promise, even though it sounds terrible with the spirit and the 7 years and the civil war and the church, that if you have kept yourself in a space where you know you can stand before Jesus and you have done all the work and you've, you know, and you can stand there, that God will vindicate you. He will bring the vindication you need, not to get into a war of words and reputations and things trying to defend yourself, but actually believing in God's ability to defend you, to vindicate you, to not allow this to take you out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Matt, what's your thoughts on this? And particularly the I think we would all be able to measure how it's come against us. And some of our journeys are lived quite publicly. So, I mean, particularly as leaders, other people see reputational damage against us.
Yes.
Other people are aware of betrayal. Yes. Other people partake in betrayal against, you know. Mm. So we understand that we, you know, we allow a murderous spirit to be permitted within our conversations against one another. So the identification of the fact that Atalaya is there, I think we can tick the box.
Yes.
What would be your top tips for response? How do we push it away?
I think for me, top tip would be obviously relationship with Jesus.
Yes.
That has to be the top of the top.
Who does he say you
are? Who does he say you are?
Yes.
What do you look like in the spirit? Get to know who he's made you to be.
Yes.
Because then when accusation comes against you, you can go, I'm not having that.
Yes.
And send it away.
Yeah.
But also be really, really careful about who you sit with in terms of gossip and who enter into the conversation. If it's about a leader that you know is your leader, don't even enter into that conversation. You know, the Bible's pretty clear on we need to pray for our leaders, but that also looks like a little bit of protection from us as well. So we don't enter into conversation. We honor our leaders, we respect our leaders, we then pray for our leaders, probably even more in this next 7 years, where there we know that there's a clear attack on leadership and on right leadership. So again, coming back to, this is a character test for us all. Ultimately, that's what we're going into and that's what we're all pushing at. We're all going to receive some sort of character test. And the Lord is going, well, here it is. What will your response be? Will you choose? Will you choose to partner with the Athaliah spirit, or will you choose to partner with who I say you are?
I think you are absolutely on it, Matt. Right there. And I tell you why, because look, let me tell you very honestly, whenever David and I have gone through it feels almost like endless betrayal. It's just part of the, can I just say, it's just part of the journey of leadership. I don't think anybody who has a public persona, even if it's, even if they're not online and they're public because they lead a church, but it happens to be a non-plugged in church to social media, that would be joyous, wouldn't it? It doesn't matter. Leadership is now so open to criticism. But can I say, it always has been. It always has been. And I watched my father in the same place. And I think David and I find great comfort in particularly the last 18 months, where for us it ratcheted up several notches, and you are literally dealing with bad news about yourself from every quarter. And it can get relentless. Two or three things we learnt in that: we would rehearse my father's story and my grandfather's story, because of course I'm fifth generation church leader, and I was a little bit aware of my grandfather's story in church situations, and even his mum, my great grandmother, who was a church leader, and but very aware of my dad's story, and then acutely aware of my own story. And I would just put my hand on David, and in the quiet of our own bedroom, and I would just say to him, it's just our turn. It's just our turn. And you derail its personal sting by, it's just our turn. And my father, who was cruelly hounded out of churches, and we watched all of that more than once, and all of the yuck of, he had some very extreme pastoral situations to deal with. And we've always said that is kind of sort of what happens in leadership. But it's the same for King David when his son Absalom speaks outside the walls about him. So there's literally, as Solomon writes in Song of Solomon, there's nothing new nothing under the sun. So you kind of settle into the fact that this is just the vim and vigor and ebb and flow. It waxes and wanes of church leadership.
Yes.
And I think I find a great comfort in, well, it's just our turn. Mm. So I would go there first.
Yes, absolutely.
And then it almost takes it out of, well, you're something special.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a leveler
yes.
thought.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a leveler thought.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
And so we had that, and then we had friends who talked to us, senior friends who talked to us about their own great pain in ministry, and people would turn up at our door and tell us, you know, peers
yes.
Who were in genuinely senior leadership and tell us their story, and you go, well, we all had a turn together. And you've got to almost sit in the indignity of that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The
yes.
shared stories yes. of Absalom.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
You
yes.
just do.
No, you yeah. absolutely
It's very
do.
Healing. Yes. So that would be the first thing. You got to find yes. people that normalize it
yes.
so you don't hype yourself
yes.
up
yes.
when a murder
yes.
Thing
occurs.
Comes.
Yes.
I think the second thing, Matt, which you alluded to so eruditely, is this sense of, who do you say that I am, Jesus?
Yes.
Because it is very easy to partner with the diagnosis yes. of yeah. somebody yes. else.
Mm-hmm.
It is very easy to say they must be right.
Mm.
It is very easy to sit in a PTSD diagnosis,
mm-hmm.
to sit in a false prophet diagnosis, mm. to sit in a you name what was spoken mm. against you diagnosis,
yeah.
and to make that your identity. Can I tell you? That is unrecoverable mm. from. Mm. Something in you must hear the voice of the Lord and his report about you.
Yes.
That you might say, I might have been traumatized, I might have been betrayed, I might have been attacked,
yes.
I might have had unforgiveness, yes. I might have had, yes. and all of those things are valid. But something in you must start to punch
mm-hmm.
and say, but this is the report of mm. the Lord.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
You must know what God is saying.
Mm. Yes.
Otherwise, you will never lead again.
Yes.
You will never prophesy again.
Yes.
You will never hear revelation again. Why? Because you are untrustworthy with revelation mm. if you assign yourself more fully to a diagnosis
yes.
than to the and report to, of
yes,
the Lord.
Absolutely.
Sure, good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that, I think, is how you survive yes. a murder death.
Yes.
Because it's going to be the battle of the next. Yes. Who am I before the
yes.
Lord
mm-hmm.
in my fused one yes. state with him?
Mm.
Yeah.
I think also it's important to have people close to you who can remind you who
yes.
you are.
Yes,
I think
yes.
that
Come
is
on.
Very important. Yeah. I think people who, when you're having those moments of, oh, maybe was this me, did I? To have people who aren't not yes men or yes women,
yeah.
you know, people who are quite comfortable expressing
yeah.
their opinion if they disagree, but people who can say, no,
mm-hmm.
remember who you are. This
yeah.
is who you are. This is what you're called mm-hmm. to. This is what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
We're here for you. You know, we are for you, you know. I think that's going to be very important in
very
this
good.
Season, yes,
yeah.
to have that as well around you.
And there's a beauty in betrayal.
Yes,
and
there
we
is.
See that in Jesus' life.
Yes.
There's a beauty in
Absolutely.
Betrayal.
Absolutely,
and
yes.
Yes, we all will walk through betrayal at some point.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then going back to Jesus, who
yeah.
was betrayed in such a way, and almost like he's giving us a taste of this is almost
yes.
a bit like the portion that
yeah.
I had to walk.
Yes.
And we get to learn a whole different level of empathy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Our step looks different. Also, our authority looks different.
Yes.
I think once we've been betrayed mm. once or
yes.
twice, we step into a whole different level of authority that we can go.
We do.
I've got ownership over all of these
yes.
things, this death spirit that's going to try and come against me.
Yeah.
I've got ownership over that because of what he has done, because of who he has made
very
me
good.
To be.
Yes.
Very, very good.
Yes.
And in all of that, you will find out fast enough your steeliness from the Lord.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You will find out if you received your call mm. authentically.
Mm.
You will find out whether you were able to set your face like flint.
Mm.
And if you're not, breathe.
Mm.
Go and take 6 months out.
Mm.
Go and find that steely determination mm. and then come back into the race.
Yeah. Mm.
No, absolutely.
Mm.
Absolutely. I mean, just within my own life,
mm-hmm.
God has been speaking to me because, you know, as you know, I've walked this 7-year health journey.
Yes.
Literally a 7-year journey where my doctor actually said to me, your body is trying to kill you.
My goodness.
So it was almost that same thing, that same spirit that was literally attacking every part of my body. I don't think there was a part that wasn't attacked. But 7 years later, I receive miraculous healing.
Come on.
And it's like God says, you know, yes, it looks awful and it looks bad and the diagnoses sound terrible. And there were times when I wondered, is he going to heal me? Is this just my cross to bear? You know, all of those things that you think. Mm-hmm. But there was always this deep-seated knowledge, obviously also because of my incredible husband, but this deep-seated knowledge that any day could be the day that he would heal me. That to the point where I would wake up in the morning and say, could it be today? Mm-hmm. You know? And then the day came.
Come on.
Just like that. And so I think it's a similar thing where the 7-year period, when you're in it, can feel so long and so exhausting, but you build muscle memory. You build this ability to stand, to stand and knowing that it has to end. At some point, it has to end.
Yeah.
And when it ends, exactly like you said, Matt, you step into this place of, I now actually have more authority. Because I've stood.
Yes.
Yes.
Very good. I think my final thought would be this. For most of us, we allowed an Atalaya death, infanticide, murder, annihilation assignment from the enemy to define us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And have our ears.
Yes.
And to tell us who we were and to rob. And David and I got into a little bit of a pit where we would go, I don't think they like us. I don't think they like us. And you could write a list. Well, and we all know we've been there.
Yes.
And then you suddenly wake up and you realize, hang on a minute. What does that matter? There's a call of God. And when you attune your ear, you hear the cacophony of tens of thousands who are going, thank the Lord for your life.
Exactly.
And you actually have to choose which noise you tune in and which news you choose out. Or I promise you, it will take you out.
Yeah.
Yes.
I promise you, and you know this is true, because some of you have done that journey. You have to find the ability to diminish some voices and turn up some other voices.
Absolutely.
It's painfully learned.
Yes.
It is painfully learned.
Yes.
And so we bless you. We bless you to have the wisdom and into the friendship groups belonging to stand 7 years of this Atalaya spirit. I can feel it so strongly as I say this, the whole way through this particular podcast. And we bless you robustly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you need to go and figure out how to heal, to come back into the place in the army, we bless you to have your downtime. Mm. If you are coming out the end of it, we bless you into great remembrance of your call. Mm. Yeah. If you've been a little bit too alone, we bless you to hear the report of the Lord. Mm. And we are glad for your company and we'll see you very soon for another episode of What the Prophets Say. Hello, friends. I've got something exciting to share with you. If you want to reach out and grab hold of our hands so that we can take you to the next level, you need to download our Par TV app today. Go to partv.app and we have there exclusively podcast Par resources that run alongside the podcast for more activation of the power of God in your life. Make sure that you've not missed this opportunity to dive deeper on the partv.app.